USA Radio News.
Wisconsin police are giving more details as to the discovery of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing in October after her parents were found killed. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald talks about Jamie Kloss.
She is good. She's been cleared from the hospital. There is a reunification process in place going on right now.
And as far as the suspect, Jake Patterson, Fitzgerald says,
Jake Patterson had zero criminal history locally and zero criminal history in the state of Wisconsin.
President Trump will be hosting a roundtable discussion on border security today at the White House. This as the partial government shutdown continues, to which Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, enough of the showboating.
The last thing we need to do right now is to trade pointless, absolutely pointless, show votes back and forth across the aisle.
The two sides still seem very far apart regarding a resolution to the shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Reaction to the border problem from former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. She says federal lawmakers should be locked in a room until a budget deal is done. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
I think that Congress and the President, they need to stay at home and they need to go to the table and solve this problem.
Former Arizona Governor, Republican Jan Brewer, who knows all too well about crimes committed by illegal aliens over the years in her state, a guest on Fox News. She tells Neil Cavuto it's time to get lawmakers in the same room and lock the door until a deal is done.
Gotta lock the doors and not let anybody out. The public wants our border safe. We're tired of all the nonsense, and they need to do their job.
A winter storm is spreading snow, sleet, and rain across a 1,500-mile path from Denver to New York City. Over 20 million people will be affected by the storm, which could bring up to 8 inches of snow to Washington, D.C., Indianapolis, and Kansas City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, Jamie Kloss, a teenager who hadn't been seen since her parents were found dead last October, has been discovered alive and a suspect has been taken into custody. Kloss came up to the home of Peter Kazinkas, who tells Fox News her condition when he saw her.
She looked she looked just like her pictures, but thinner, same hair color, same length. She looked like she wasn't able to, take a bath and take care of herself. And, she was kind of deadpan, kind of probably in shock, didn't really say a whole lot.
As far as what Kloss did say?
We asked her if she knew who the person was, and she told us his name, and she told us what the color his car was. So as the wife was on the phone with the police, she told the police the name and the make of the vehicle and color.
Tim Gallagher is a former FBI agent. He says stranger abductions are rather rare.
Well, what you heard the neighbor just explain there is a stranger abduction. A stranger abduction is very rare in the United States. We only see about 100 of them a year. It's every parent's worst nightmare, and it's extremely difficult from a law enforcement standpoint to investigate. You're dealing with a fact pattern where you just have to draw a circle around the victim and see who they came into contact with and enlist the help of the community to try and bring the child home.
The NFL divisional playoffs begin on Saturday. The first game up, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Indianapolis Colts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.